Once again, it's on. Your boy Skeet here along with your boy Big Sexy, and we're bringing another show for you. What are we going to talk about now, Big Sexy? Let them know.
Today we're going to talk about something that everybody has dealt with at a point in time, or at least we hope so.
If you like to go out.
Yeah. We're talking about parties. What makes a good party?
What do you like to do when you go out and party? What makes it a favorite party in your world?
We've been to so many whack parties.
Tell it.
So, I think 90% of the parties that we've been to have just been horrible.
Nah, it can't have been that.
It's been 90%. As far as I'm concerned, it's been 90%.
All right, what's your favorite type of party? We'd like to know, because, like, there's a kind of party you can go to, and then some of you throw what's called mixers, and you try and classify it as a party. And some of you throw a party where it's like, at the end of the party, might liable to find a dead hooker and a pound of cocaine.
Yeah. So I'd rather go to that party than a fucking mixer.
So it's like you gotta find out what's the fine line? What's your favorite type of party?
I don't know, because I don't think I've ever been to a good party in my life.
Wow.
I'm really keeping it real. I mean, I've been to fun parties, but 90% of the time that I've been at a fun party, it was the company that I was with rather than the environment we were in.
I tried to turn certain situations into the classic quintessential party. I've tried in my own world and what I like the party to be.
But rarely does it even come through, though.
Well, yeah. You got to try a little bit hard for it to happen.
That's like turning a hoe into a housewife. Can you turn a bad party into a good party?
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible. But you got to have the right people there.
That's what it all boils down to.
That's
everything. Depending on the people you're with, the friends that you have, and how down they are, how fun they are, how outgoing they are, that's how good your party's going to be.
Right.
But
right.
If you have wallflower, boring, prude, just whack people in your life,
then the party's not jumping.
That's
off.
The kind of party you're going to have. And you should expect that.
Yeah.
And I mean, to keep it real, most of our friends over the past few years have been kind of in that category.
Damn.
We've had some whack friends. Let's keep it.
Yeah.
We've had some whack friends.
They say they want to party like we party, or we aspire to party. And when a party comes around and they want to get down, they really don't get down like that.
Yeah, rarely do we find people that get down with us. You will learn exactly how down we are in the coming months of listening to the show.
If you don't know by now.
That's true, too.
If you haven't caught a couple episodes.
This is not our first episode. You should know by now. Never mind. I apologize.
But. Yeah, partying.
Name some good things that would make a good party.
For me.
Besides the people, because that's like we said, that's the main thing.
All right.
The people there, those are obvious.
My favorite party, this is what happened. I show up. First of all, I didn't drive there. Okay? I show up. I know I'm not driving home. Matter of fact, I might even be sleeping there because I'm smashing as soon as I get there. I'm giving me some ass, maybe from two or three girls, hopefully. You know what I'm saying? I'm walking out of there after I smash, and I'm not walking out with an STD.
Hopefully.
But, yeah. But, you know.
Not again.
You know, oh, come on now. But I'm busting a nut as soon as I roll out. So, and once I get in there, I have a couple of drinks. I have a good time. I slap some hands with some players I ain't seen in a while. And then, you know, that's about it. You know, I get a little faded, call it a night. That's it. Done deal. You, what's your party?
For me, as far as like the atmosphere goes, I think, besides the people, of course, I'm thinking nighttime, I'm thinking kind of dark, good music. Music is everything at a party.
Forgot about that, my bad.
Music is everything at a party. If you have a whack DJ, we have a friend who's a semi-pro DJ.
Man.
Who is the worst DJ ever, but for some reason, people are actually paying him to spin these CDs.
We love them.
Not records.
Yeah.
Come spin your CDs at our club.
And he spins the same ones. He's been spinning the same ones since about 97.
And I think, yeah, exactly. I think he has the same exact playlist, too.
Yeah.
If you really listen to it, he probably plays the same songs over in a row.
He's still the homie.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But yeah, music will make a party or break a party.
I agree.
I think music and people are the two number one things for a party.
I agree.
You could probably even get away with not having any drink.
What about the thing that every guy complains about?
The bitches.
Too many guys at the party.
Mm-hmm. You need
Too
bitches.
Too many guys at the party.
It's not a party.
It's not a party when there's a lot of guys around. So
if the sausage ratio is wrong, you're not at a party.
There's a lot of swashbuckling going on in that.
You're at a male gangbang. Mm-hmm. You just don't know it yet. You're a prude. Mm-hmm. You're a prude. You're naked, just take it. Accept it already.
All right, so let's talk about party bitches. We're going to talk about party bitches.
The bitch that, in the middle of her song, "Oh, that's my jam."
Oh, that bitch.
Jumps on the floor. Yes. Starts shaking it like
that is my nobody's favorite business. Bitch to party
that's
with.
The best bitch ever.
That is the best bitch.
And then when she grabs her friends, "Oh, come on, this is our song. Remember, come on." Pulls six girls on the floor with her.
The first bitch to jump up and show her titties first.
I love you. That I love bitch. You. Mm-hmm. Remember that one party we went to where that dude had a stripper pole in his
yes,
living room?
Yes, yes. Chris. Yeah, Chris. Yeah. Chris, don't bust us out. We won't bust out your last name.
yeah. And then some random girl just kept twirling on the pole all night.
Yes.
That was a good party. It wasn't a good party, but for some reason, it was a good party.
Yeah, that was
We knew
shit.
Nobody there.
I knew Chris, and he was actually throwing the party. And Chris, that was the best party. And holler at me sometime, man. You know,
that was a few years ago. That was a few years back, sure.
Yeah, man, he went on ahead, and he's doing his little fight thing now. You know who you are, player.
Getting his ass kicked. No, whatever. No.
Yeah.
But that was a good
fight. Fight the good fight, pimpin.
Okay, well, what are the specifics that make a bad party? What are the things that will make a bad party bad?
A bad party bad. We already said it's going to be a ratio of too much male testosterone.
Yeah. And the music.
Yeah, the music can the be music. Bad. If,
yeah.
Male if testosterone.
If they don't have a DJ and they're saying, "There's a stack of CDs over there. Go put something on."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that shit is bad.
Lame bitches.
But besides that, what's the give me some less obvious
lame
ones?
Couples.
Couples kill anything.
Couples showing up.
Couples
to a party.
Need to stay away from the clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Couples need to stay away from everything.
Couples just showing up to parties, like, hey, you know what? We need to spice up things. We got tired of just hanging around at the house. We want to get back outside and see what's going on. The shit that's going on is people are still single.
Yeah.
People are still trying to hook up.
Yeah.
You guys are already hooked up. Let the single people hook up. Mm-hmm. Stop sucking up the floor space.
Yeah.
You done spent, I don't know, $20 on the ticket that somebody else could have got in on that could have been single. So stay your ass out.
Here's one.
Of my parties.
Here's one. I got one for you. Here's a specific one. No ice.
No ice.
How about that? Wow. How about that? You ain't got no ice.
Wow.
Yeah, go make yourself a drink. The hot ass vodka.
Yeah, no, man, not even.
No,
that.
We ain't got that. We got no ice.
People stingy with the drink. How about that?
That too. That
People
too.
Stingy with the drink.
That too.
Got enough.
Here's
drink.
A mini shot.
Mm-hmm.
Or what if they have like a bartender
that can't make drinks?
Yeah. Or yeah, just a bar like their cousin or something being the bartender, being stingy, mm-hmm. and he has the tip jar out there trying to get some dollars from it.
Man,
remember that dude at that one party?
Oh yeah, that was.
Like, hey, what's up? Yeah, you want some? Yeah, I got you here, but you know,
you
take care of me too.
Cash.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm. Fuck you. We left.
It wasn't coming back either. Yeah. I wasn't even thinking about that party. That was lame one.
That's another thing that'll make a whack party. Old people.
old people.
Like family. How about that? Family.
Dude. Dude.
If you're throwing a party and like your crazy uncle shows up. What's up, bitches? What's up, bitches? I'm back.
Wanting to holler, too.
Dollar bill.
Trying to steal game from the young players.
Exactly, yeah. That dude is a party killer.
Mm-hmm.
That dude is a party killer. Mm. How about the bathrooms?
Gotta have a lot, man.
One bathroom for 80 people?
True words.
Yeah,
true words.
You can't do that.
True words.
You can't do that. Should be stanking and just gross. Mm-hmm. You can't do that.
Yep.
That's another thing.
And please throw parties at your own spot. Don't throw a party at a spot and then surprise everybody like, hey, this ain't my spot. Then all of a sudden everybody got to run out when the cops actually do show up.
That's true, too. Yeah, cops will fuck up a party.
Mm-hmm,
the cops will fuck up a party. Fights!
If
you're going to a party to have fun...
Whoa. Get them haters out there.
If you're going to a party to have fun, you want to dance, you want to shake your ass, you want to listen to some computer love that's bumping in the background right now,
yeah.
You want to mack out some bitches with that.
Yeah.
Leave the other shit at home.
The mean mug hater player fighters.
Maybe there's a place for it. I don't think so. Maybe there's a place for it, though.
It's called a ring.
Exactly. Maybe there's a place for it. Do what you gotta do. Get your aggression out. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Go beat your wife. Whatever.
Yeah, huh?
Beat your kids. Fine. But don't bring that shit to the fucking party.
Yeah.
When everybody else in the party is just trying to have a good time and drink and try and mack on some bitches.
Here comes the hater.
Here comes the hater.
Mm-hmm. The hater in you.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
The hater in you.
I'm going to go to my car, get my gun, and blow all you motherfuckers up.
Yeah.
That dude, you need to stay your ass at home.
You know what? I done been at, hold on, 3 parties that got shot up.
That's what I'm saying. You can't.
3. That's too many. That's 3 too many.
That's whack.
Mm-hmm.
What about food?
Food.
How about food at a party?
All I got to say is if you ever go to a party where there's like just food galore, make sure you be the first one to eat that food before everybody else touch that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because once your motherfuckers start touching that shit is fucked.
Yeah, it's all cold and sticky. And
you never know what everybody's sneezing.
Pubic hair and stuff. Yeah.
Ain't no sneeze guard on no fucking party platters up at somebody's house. Shit. Tell it.
What about hooking up at a party?
I you know what? You know what, chicks out there? I go out there looking to hook up at a party.
Yeah, I think most people do, but it's rare.
You know, hey, slow down, big sexy.
Well, at least most guys do.
Yeah, it's rare for most guys.
Yeah, if more girls did.
It's rare for most guys.
It'd be a totally different topic.
I go looking to hook up at a party, and you know what? I succeed. I get my shit together. But
Where do you go to hook up?
It's not 100%. I ain't gonna lie to all the listeners and pretend like it's 100%.
You find like a bathroom or like a hidden bedroom or something, or take it to the car? What do you think?
Wow, big sexy. Yes, all 3.
Okay.
All 3. Been there, done that.
Okay. You're the man.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the middle of the dance floor.
Hey, you
whip
know
it
what?
Out, slap her through the dick.
Wherever it's acceptable.
Yeah. Nowhere. Yeah. Okay. Well, shit. It's pretty good.
All right. Well,
maybe we should throw a party now.
Yeah, we should throw a
now
party.
Now that we got it down packed.
We'll throw a party at the station. We'll have everybody call in. They can say yay, woo, nay to the songs we play while we're playing it. And while it's going on, we have the chicks put in their 2 cents, but we'll just run the party again.
The quality of the chicks can change a bad party to a good party.
Whoa.
The quality of the chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Even the quantity doesn't matter.
The quality.
The quality matters. Mm-hmm. If you have 2 dime pieces versus 47 sixes,
and then
I'd rather look at the 2 dimes.
And you know what? You know what? It's the thing about when the dimes, when they roll, and they roll with that one chick that's a little bit more of a hater because she ain't getting no play, and she wanna stop the other chicks from getting play. That shit. So we got to keep it out there like that.
There's a lot of those bitches, too.
There's tons of them. Tons of them.
There's more bitches like that than there are down-ass tans, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's not a lot of down... Well, no, well...
I mean, there's definitely a few. Apparently, we don't get to meet them.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's definitely a few. But there's definitely more hater bitches, though.
Mm-hmm.
There's
mm-hmm.
definitely more hater bitches. And they all run the fucking same pack.
We can talk about big girl clubs, too.
The big girl clubs?
Oh, yeah. You scared?
Curves?
Scared? Yeah.
Moxie?
Yeah, man. Club Bounce?
Yeah. Biggie Bounce?
You talk about the big girl clubs.
Hey, you know, if you're down with that, if that's what you want.
I have no problem with the big girls. Yeah. I have no problems with the big girls.
If you're a dude, that's what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want, go ahead. There you go. But I think they should probably have a skinny girl club now, too. I mean, they got the big girl club. They gotta have a skinny girl club. What's wrong with that?
That's a damn good question.
135 and under.
That is. Would you go to a skinny girl club?
Of course I would.
Would I go to a skinny
club? Of course you would.
I would.
Of course you would. You get a fucking lifetime membership, and I'd be right next to you. I would be right next to you the whole time.
Wow.
I think that'd be off the hook. Actually,
Yeah. We're
going to start up a petition.
Yeah, we're going to get some of this radio show money, and we're going to put that together for y'all out there.
Yeah.
We're going to get this going. All right, well, that's our topic for right now. So, you know what? We'll come back after the break with another one. Holla at your boys. We'll see you in a little bit. Peace out.